is that part of the little things that still, you know, needs to be picked up that seems to really...
And that's, I wouldn't play too much into that. That's just, you know, getting the ball thrown to me as opposed to getting thrown out a little bit. I don't think that's one of those little things that you look at as something that's, you know, making or breaking the chemistry between ourselves and Eli. So that's just a one-time thing.
You guys are kind of back in this now, or...
I think that we're taking it one game at a time. I think we're definitely still in the mix. We're still in the hum. I mean, obviously, a few things have to happen, but we just got to take care of what's in front of us, and we're just taking it one week at a time and then see what happens.
Are you planning on watching the Cowboys, or are you going to not watch?
I'll be watching with one eye. Just one.
What happened? Do you think Eli just didn't see the defender on the offense?
I don't know. He was kind of fading as he threw it, and he just probably threw it out a little further out than he expected, and things like that happen. So it's definitely a tough one, because I definitely could have backpedaled in an end zone. But you know, we'll get it back.
On the interception, you mean too?
Yeah, that one was, I mean, I don't know what Eli was looking at, but it was cover two, and I was running out, and it's just one of those mishap plays. He probably didn't see the guy and just threw it an errant pass. That happens.
Rob and Trey and Terrell have been through so much, and they come back and they find a way to do things.
Those guys are extremely resilient, man. They're the type of guys I want to be around, I want to play around week in and week out on the practice field. They're always talking. They're always behind us, even when they're, you know, Dre had a period, obviously, when he wasn't playing, but he was in that practice facility. He was in the locker room talking to us. It was like he never left. I definitely praise those guys, man, for sticking with it and having the resiliency to stay with us.
You know, Tom joked early in the week that he's going to get 40 carries. He got 30.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's out there. We need him. We need him to perform, and he did that today. He performed in, I think, above and beyond what we expected, and we enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching him play. I enjoyed watching him bust a couple loose out there in typical Andre Brown fashion. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see him continue that against the teams we have upcoming, and we'll go from there.
What do you think about Eli? Did he get down yesterday? I know he usually doesn't, but he looked, kind of put his head down. He looked a little ticked off.
He gets mad at himself. I mean, he holds himself to a high accountability, as any quarterback should, and he likes to come back and you know, do better than he did the play before. He shows that, and we rally behind him, obviously. And, you know, he's a resilient guy, man, so nothing really gets him down.